and Doherty, a very beautiful part of the world. I've been in contact with the council in relation to that narrow bridge, where I've been asking that there would be road markings and signage erected to warn traffic, the oncoming traffic, of how narrow the bridge is. Now, there has been a number of incidents, unfortunately, over the last number of weeks. There has been fences on the other side of the bridge which has been crashed into a number of times this last week or two. The bridge itself has seen an accident over the last week as well. Now, unfortunately, it's a listed bridge. It's a historical bridge. Actually, a very, very beautiful bridge for anybody that's into bridges. But it can't be widened. So it's really important that signage is erected and road marking is put down. The committee in Doherty itself has been doing quite a lot of hard work lately. They're very, very proactive, and this is one of the things that they would like to see done sooner than later.
The community themselves obviously are all too aware of how narrow the bridge is, but for that signage, it would be for people who are not familiar with the area, who come across this bridge, see it's too narrow, but only when it's too late.
Yes, look, the reality of things now, things have changed dramatically. We have quite a lot of staycation. Doherty itself attracts quite a high number of visitors, tourists to the area through their bed and breakfast that you get in the village there and the bar. The committee is very proactive as well. They've been doing a lot of work in the village, and one of the things that they want to see done, like I said, sooner than later, is the erection of signage and road markings to warn those that aren't familiar to the area of how narrow the bridge is.